Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People watching the tournament. People making that money. People gambling that money. People not doing their work. People in traffic. People at home. People relaxing. People laughing and loving. What's up, Stu? Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you listening wherever you might be. March Madness is here. And I know brackets are already busted. I know brackets suck. I know there's a very, very good chance. Very good chance that your bracket is no longer perfect. I'm just going off on a hunch. I'm going to give you some scores. I'm going to give you some updates momentarily. But first, housekeeping business. How can you listen to this show? Every single weekday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Always on the free Odyssey app. Always on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM. Channel 158. A smart speaker, if you have one, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. What a busy Thursday. Hickey, it's official, right? No more of this first four nonsense. We got like the original or official basketball, right? With the tournament is underway?
Yes. None of that nonsense. A little appetizer. Today, the real tournament starts. This is day number one.
Real deal. Like a Vander.
Real deal.
Like a Vander Holyfield. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Man, so many. Well, Hickey, let me ask you, and then I'm going to give the scores. Your bracket had already busted up, right?
Well, not to brag, JR, I am perfect. So
what?
We, in about 3 weeks, are going to witness history when I become the first person ever to have the perfect bracket.
I love it. It's nice to know that we had a head coach Pope of BYU here yesterday, and you actually thought he was going to lose. Why didn't you tell him?
Well, because, you know, I'm not a man. I'm not tough enough. I like to be nice to your face, and then I'll, you know, pick against BYU behind his back. That's all. I think he needed some bad juju, and I guess either way, he got it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's probably the biggest upset. Well, this is the biggest upset of the tournament so far. Duquesne beat BYU 71-67. You take a look at some of the other games and matchups that took place earlier in the day. Creighton knocked off Akron 77-60. The Wildcats, they eliminated Long Beach State. We're going to talk about that some more later on in the show as we have Coach Dan Monson. He's finally gotten the boot. They fired him before the tournament even started and said, yeah, just coach things out for the conference tournament, for the championship tournament, and we'll figure things out from there. But he's gotten the boot. You can thank Arizona for putting a final nail in the coffin there. Tom Izzo keeps on winning. That's what he does when he gets to the tournament. Tom Izzo and Michigan State, they go out there and beat Mississippi State 69-51. If you want to think about some of the games that are currently in action live right now, Oregon leads South Carolina 74-62, a little less than 4 minutes left to go in the game. Meanwhile, you want to take a look at Nevada and Dayton, 42-29. Nevada leads Dayton. About 5 minutes have gone by here in the second half. Some of the other scores throughout the course of the afternoon. Wagner, all of those wonderful people. Are they? Yeah, they're wonderful people, right? In Staten Island, Hickey? I'm just making sure I'm using the right adjectives.
Yes, yes. Wonderful is definitely applicable.
We also had Coach Copeland here from Wagner. He joined us a couple of nights ago. No surprise that North Carolina handled them easily, 90-62. Pretty wild there. So now Michigan State is going to take on North Carolina. Hey, how about this? Illinois, they wiped out Morehead State. No huge shock there, 85-69. And then we have so many more matchups throughout the course of the evening that I cannot keep up. I mean, just in the next 40 minutes or so, Colorado State is going to go at it against Texas. Let's remember, Colorado State is just happy to be here at this point. Later on, this should be a complete wipeout. Kentucky is going to take on Oakland. Let's see what that looks like. McNeese, a school that Hickey is very high on. McNeese is going to take on the Zags. That takes place in another 90 minutes or so. Iowa State takes on South Dakota State. Iowa State should take care of that. Tennessee has St. Peter's. That's right. St. Peter's is back. Tennessee expected to potentially go to the Final Four, maybe even win it all. Texas Tech, North Carolina State, Kansas at Samford, Washington State at Drake. Oh, yeah. Those are just the games that are coming up the rest of the afternoon, the rest of the evening. We have a busy night in front of you. We will keep you updated on all of the games as they continue to roll on. We got a bracketologist joining us later tonight, later this afternoon to join the show. Jerry Palm from CBS Sports is going to come through. He's a bracketologist. Hickey, how can I become a bracketologist? Do I need like an extra degree? Like, what do I need to do?
It does sound fancy, right? Like, it sounds like you got to go to school for more than just a master's. Like that, I mean, 10 years of schooling?
If you're an ist of something, what would it be?
Oh, peanut butter and jellyist. That's probably my expertise.
Hey, that's some quick thinking by you. Any ist I can think of would be inappropriate for radio. it would give me the boot much faster. So
holy,
I will refrain on any of my ists. But I do love basketball, which is why tonight is going to be one hell of a show. Somebody else who loves basketball. Well, anyway, we'll get into all of that. Look, let's show some love to Duquesne. Because as we just mentioned, we had head coach Mark Pope from BYU here yesterday. They're already gone. I sat here or stood here yesterday, and I said, I got BYU taking care of Duquesne. And as I sat and watched the game this afternoon, I was just saying to myself, this is not going to happen. This is not going to happen. And then BYU went on a little bit of a run late in the game, and then it became a free throw game, but then Duquesne still held on to win. Duquesne advances to take on Illinois, and BYU is gone. I know I made a joke with Coach Pope yesterday. I said, maybe Jimmer Fredette can come and help you out. Well, it seems apparent that he needed the help of Jimmer Fredette. I want you to take a listen to this. This is courtesy of Westwood One, the NCAA radio network. Jimmy Clark III making a layup, making it 65-60 in the second half. The voice you hear is Kevin Kugler as Duquesne keeps Baylor at bay. Excuse me, keeps BYU at bay.
11 to shoot. DeMichael will back it out with 10 to shoot. Now 9 to shoot. Clark near the half court line with 5 to shoot. Working the dribble. Clark drives down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Trey Clark with a big deuce. And it's 65-60. Duquesne by five.
Hey, if I was a play-by-play guy, not that I need to tell Kevin Kugler what to say, I'm not describing anything in basketball as a big deuce. I'm sorry. That's just not my thing. But anyway, Duquesne kept on winning. Held them at bay, as I said. Let's listen to the final call from the same folks at Westwood.
4.3 seconds to go. Duquesne up 71-67. Hall, half-court heave. No good. Out of bounds. Duquesne can do. 71-67. Their first NCAA tournament win since 1969. As they knock off BYU 71-67.
Yeah, Duquesne hasn't been here in 47 years. That's 47 years. There's a reason why I took a look at BYU and I told Coach Pope, like, hey, I think you guys got this. And it didn't happen. They lost. They go home. Duquesne, they move on. Their head coach, Keith Dambrow. He spoke to the media after the win, and he talked about how proud he is of his guys because they withstood that run by BYU.
We've been in a million of these things. So I thought we did an unbelievable job of taking their punches and punching back. You know, they wobbled us for sure. You know, we were wobbly-legged. You know, we had a cut under our eye, over our eye, but we just kept fighting back. We just made enough plays. And again, nothing has come easy for this group. We've had to do it the hard way. We were running uphill all year, just trying to get to 500 in the league. And, you know, we went to George Mason at VCU, and we went a squeaker against George Washington. And then we played pretty good basketball in the A-10 tourney, but certainly we were tested in that as well. And I just think that the more times you're put into those positions, the more you respond. And it also says a lot about just how tough of guys these guys are.
Who's he fooling? Hickey, did he say that we've been in this position a million times? Is that what he said?
In terms of tight games, yes.
Oh, come on. Come on. That's like the guy who called yesterday and he's like, hey, JR, this is an upset. And I said, no, but it's not an upset in a championship game. Like, this is the NCAA tournament. Man, I never played college basketball. I didn't play high school basketball. I was too lazy. I played in the street. I played plenty of tight games in my life. On the blacktop, I can't compare it to March Madness. I can't compare it to high school. I can only compare it to a bunch of dudes playing basketball out on the street. You can prepare for whatever you want, but this is the big dance, and this is a school that hasn't smelled or sniffed the big dance in 47 years. There is a massive difference. Now, despite saying all of that, congratulations to Duquesne. You beat BYU. Let me say it again. The final score, 71-67. Illinois is up next. Illinois wiped out Morehead State, got busy in the second half, ended up winning 81-58. Let's see if Duquesne can keep on dancing. Yeah. Coach Keith Dambrow says, oh, we've been here before. Head coach Keith Dambrow says, oh, we've experienced these tight, close games before. Well, let me tell you something. You haven't. I know someone who has. I know someone who's just going to the NCAA tournament is like breathing air. I know somebody going to the NCAA tournament. I know a team going to the tournament like taking a shower, brushing your teeth, or drinking some water, or I don't know. These are all things I hope you do every day. I hope. For Michigan State, going to the tournament is routine. Michigan State back in the tournament, and Michigan State won. This afternoon, Michigan State, led by Tom Izzo, beat Mississippi State 69-51. 69-51 is the final score. This is Tom Izzo's 26th straight March Madness appearance. This is Division I record. You want to talk about doing this all the damn time and being used to it? That's what Tom Izzo is used to. You want to talk about having success in the March Madness tournament? Tom Izzo, he is 20-6 in the first round in tournament openers. Tom Izzo in Michigan State. 17 tournament wins as the lowest seed. 56 overall wins in the tournament. 8 Final Fours is the fifth most all time. So my apologies a little bit to head coach Keith D'Ambrosio of Duquesne. You ain't Michigan State. You ain't Tom Izzo. 69-51, they beat Mississippi State. They are on their way to take on North Carolina. It's going to be a little bit more difficult against those Tar Heels, especially playing only a couple of hours away from Tobacco Country. Tom Izzo spoke to the media. Of course he did. And hopefully that he, hey, Hickey, did he have like some tea? Did he have a lozenge? Does his voice still sound like crap?
Compared to, what was it, yesterday we played some of his cuts, you would have no idea he just coached a 40-minute game in the tournament with his voice the way it sounds today compared to yesterday where there was no game, just a little bit of practice.
Yeah, yesterday he sounded like he got chopped in the throat. And Hickey says today he sounded much better. Well, let's listen to head coach Tom Izzo talk about Michigan State, how they won the game, and it had to deal with rebounding.
Well, I'm very proud of my team, my team, my staff. I thought we put a pretty good scouting report together. Chris is an excellent coach. He's done a hell of a job there in a short period of time. They had one of those days where they didn't make some shots, and we've been there before. Thank God these two guys made a bunch of shots, but the game was won with the rebounding.
Hickey, you kidding me? Sounds like he got chopped in the throat again.
But, well, okay, so it was a bad job by me. I more meant like, yes, it doesn't sound great, but like the you would think what we heard yesterday, just coming off of a light practice where you're not yelling at guys the day before the game, that today after yelling at guys for 40 minutes, it would be 10 times worse than what we heard yesterday. I would say equivalent yesterday, today is like it's an upgrade.
It is an upgrade. I would think after winning by almost 20 points that your voice would be much better, but what do I know? I'm not screaming at anybody. It is a life concern, Hickey, that one day in my old age, depending on how long I do this, that one day I might sound like that. I hope not.
Yelling at the kids to get off your lawn?
I'm not going to have to yell at them. You know, just electric fence works for children.
Works too. Save the voice.
I've heard I'm talking about my voice now. I had to talk for 4 hours. I've already talked for 4 hours for like, I don't know, 6 years now. I can't do this forever, right? Well, I can.
Well, you think, you know, you're in great condition with your voice, though, that it would be in good shape.
I'm not going to sound like Doc Rivers.
Well, I would hope not.
I hope not. Maybe I should just start whispering. I don't know.
Maybe. Save it. You know, a little load management. You can't really, sit a show out. But okay. Maybe if you just whisper like once a week, that could be the equivalent.
What day should... What, on Fridays, I should whisper, right? On Fridays?
True. Save the voice for Friday night, Saturday for the weekend. Talk to your friends. So I think Friday should be like a Whisper Friday now.
We might be able to make that a bit. Whisper Fridays, the JR Sport Show. The quiet storm. Anyway, not quiet. Here's Tom Izzo talking some more about his victory, his 56th overall victory in the tournament. He's proud of his guys and their toughness. Listen.
It was an old school win for us. The Cleaveses and Smiths and Petersons and, you know, Draymonts and all the guys from the past would have been proud because it was a tough, rugged game. And we haven't been bringing that all the time this year. And I thought we did a hell of a job of it.
Oh, no. You don't want none of that Draymond toughness. You don't want Michigan State to have Draymond Green toughness because Draymond Green toughness will have half of your players suspended and sitting in therapy. Either way, congratulations to Michigan State knocking off Mississippi State 69-51. March Madness is here. We got a bunch of teams that have already danced, and they've already been kicked off of the floor. Duquesne beats BYU. Creighton beats Akron. The Wildcats beat Long Beach State. They do. They whoop them. Michigan State, I just told you, beat Mississippi State. When we come back on the other side, you know, I paused talking about the Wildcats and Long Beach State for a very particular reason. Because in a certain way, the head coach of Long Beach State, he coached today's game basically for free. I'm going to explain on the other side of the break. And, oh, yeah, by the way, with all of the college basketball action, we will keep you up to date with the scores. I'd be remiss to not also discuss some of the other sports stories that dropped today. Shohei Ohtani getting robbed by his interpreter. It's starting to sound more fishy by the hour, by the second. Aaron Donald revealed why he wanted to retire. The NBA says we are shutting down our G League Ignite team. I will explain. But more importantly, on the other side of the break, I'm going to hit you up with more scores. I'm going to give you more updates. And then I'm going to tell you why Long Beach State's head coach basically coached for free today and still got the boot. Congratulations. You've reached March Madness. Hopefully your bracket isn't busted. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I told you that we had a coach in March Madness who was basically coaching for free. I'm going to explain that momentarily, but it appears that we have a score that just went final.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Boom. Hey, listen. Catch up. Oregon, those Ducks, they just knocked off South Carolina. The final score there, 87-73. The final score, the Oregon Ducks, they beat South Carolina. The Gamecocks, the final score, 87-73. The Ducks ranked 11th, knock off 6th-ranked South Carolina. Next up for the Oregon Ducks, Creighton. Earlier today, Creighton, they knocked off Akron 77-60. Let me give you some quick updates on what took place here in Oregon versus South Carolina. But earlier today, Creighton did knock off Akron, and their head coach, Greg McDermott, he spoke representing Creighton, and he was happy after they knocked off Akron. He's pretty honest. He said, look, we played a damn good game. Listen.
You know, we're excited because we beat a good basketball team and proud of our guys. I thought we took really good shots. And when we take really good shots, we're a pretty good basketball team. And we've got to clean up some things with some of the turnovers. But, defensively, I thought we adjusted as the game went on and did a much better job in the second half.
Well, they did a much better job in the second half. I mean, Creighton's been beating up teams in the Big East all year round. Greg McDermott talked about why his team performed so well. He thinks it has something to do with continuity. Listen to this.
The rest of the teams, we've had some pretty good experience in the tournament, and I think that really helps you when you come back. You know what to expect. Teams that are here the first time are taking pictures and doing all that when they go on the court. Our guys today was like, all right, you know, this is where we expected to be. You know, what are we going to do? And let's do it and get out of here.
Well, they didn't get out of here. And so Creighton up next for them, the Oregon Ducks. The final score one more time, 87-73 over South Carolina. 40 points. 40 points. I'm going to try not to butcher this young man's name. Jermaine Cuisinart. 40 points. Most points by a double-digit seed in a win since some guy named Steph Curry. And Cuisinart was absolutely out of his mind. Listen to this. 14 of 22 from the field. He was 5 of 9 from deep. He had all 7 of his free throws. He contributed 6 assists to go along with 4 rebounds. Jermaine Cuisinart, 40 points. An Oregon NCAA tournament record. That's a big deal. He sent home the South Carolina Gamecocks. And Hickey, help me out here. This is one of those benefits of the transfer portal, because there's even a little bit more of a tidbit here, huh?
That 40 points, that school record, that incredible performance, even sweeter because it came against his former team. He was a member of the South Carolina Gamecocks, transferred after the 2022 season to Oregon. Man, what do they say? Revenge is a dish best served cold?
Oh, yeah. He served it to him cold and handed him an ass whooping on the way out. Have you ever needed to extract revenge upon anybody? No.
Not really. Okay, at this point.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, no one's really wronged me to the point where I gotta plot some revenge.
No, that's good. Hey, the other high scorer for South Carolina, not that it matters because they lost. Michi Johnson, he had 24 points. Nothing in comparison to Jermaine Cuisinart's 40 points. Basically a revenge game, sending his old team packing. I'm sorry, South Carolina, you've been eliminated. 87-73 is the final there. Oregon, the Ducks, they move on to take on Creighton. Now, this is the odd thing. And this is basketball, period. When you wake up and you score 40 points in one game, you're feeling it. You want to play the next game ASAP. But there is no guarantee that you're quote-unquote going to have it. There's no guarantee that you're going to wake up and carry that on to the next game. Come on, especially in college. College basketball is not predicated on giving one guy the basketball and just, hey, man, go out there and get it. Well, today it was. But there was some motivation knowing that he was dropping 40 against his old team. It will be something worth watching to see what Cuisinart does against Creighton in the next round. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. What we're going to do, we're going to take another break. And on the other side of this break, I'm going to tell you about the coach who basically coached for free and has been fired. He's been given the boot. Also, Aaron Donald. He wasn't given the boot. He just decided to walk away. Aaron Donald said, I did it all. I don't need to play anymore. Aaron Donald revealed why he decided to step away, why he decided to retire. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. in-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country, exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders, and podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league, or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, we talked about Oregon, the Ducks, knocking off South Carolina. The 11th-seeded Oregon Ducks knocking off the 6th-seeded South Carolina, 87-73. Jerome Cuisenard woke up this morning and decided to put up 40 points against his former team. We got another good one going on right now. Nevada trying to hold off Dayton. The score right now is 56-53. There's a little more than 3 minutes left in the game. Nevada has not scored in about 4.5 minutes. Dayton trying to pull off its own upset. Dayton trying to come back against Nevada. Still plenty of time for them to do so. We'll keep you updated on this game as it continues on. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. One of the games earlier today that was not an upset, but also carried a little bit of a storyline, a major storyline, was Arizona knocking off Long Beach State. The final score there was 85-65. No big shock for the Wildcats. You know, any given year, they're expected to do some damage in the tournament, as Dayton has tied it up with Nevada 56-all, 2.5 minutes remaining. But Long Beach State was expected to lose this game, and they did. A matter of fact, Long Beach State was expected to lose a long time ago. And today kind of put the final nail in the coffin for head coach Dan Monson. Let's listen to Arizona's Caleb Love. He knocked down a three late, and this pretty much put the nail in the coffin. This made it 82-58. This is courtesy of Westwood One NCAA Radio Network and Dave Pasch with the call.
Boswell with the ball in the front court to our left. Love on the left baseline. Step back three on the way, and he hits it. So Caleb Love with just his sixth basket and third three. It's 82-58 Arizona, 4.5 left.
Yeah, it was a beatdown. 85-65 was it. So what's the deal with Dan Monson? Well, he coached in this game knowing that whenever he lost, whether it be today, likely, and it did happen, or whether it happened to be further down the line, that was going to be it. I mean, unless he went out there and won the whole damn tournament, he was going to get the boot. Athletic director Bobby Smitherin told him before their conference championship that he was going to get fired. That's it. He told him flat, simple, period, I'm giving you the respect, I'm giving you the courtesy to coach in the Big West tournament, and then that's it for you. Like, he expected him to go out there and lose. And what did they do? They won the Big West tournament, the first time that they've done that since 2012, and they got themselves, they ensured themselves, obviously, a berth, a seed in the NCAA tournament. They haven't made the tournament since 2012. Now listen, head coach Dan Monson, he ain't no scrub. This man has coached at Minnesota. He coached the Zags. He's been to the tournament. He hasn't been since 2012 with Long Beach State. But the last time I looked, they ain't Minnesota. They ain't no Gophers. And they are not Gonzaga. And so this year, through some tough times, they've been able to bounce back. The end of the year, they lost 5 straight regular season games. And their athletic director basically said, listen, you're going to get the boot. And as I said, they won this all. And he was only yesterday, before the beatdown against Arizona, that their head coach, Dan Monson, said, listen, this is like an episode of Seinfeld. This is like when George Costanza was trying to get fired and they wouldn't let him leave.
Yeah, I don't have to answer anything I don't want to because I'm working for
free today. So it's like you guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day, and That's me.
Well, ain't no more work after today. They lost, and he's getting fired. The other crazy part is, the athletic director said, I fired him in hopes of inspiring the team. I fired him to rile the team up and get them going. And then he said, obviously, it worked. No. He said, I'm not trying to give myself a pat on the back, but obviously it worked. This is hypothetical violence. I'm not advocating violence. But that man needs to get slapped in the back of the head. Like, what is he doing? Is he reading the Jerry Jones handbook for, coaching motivation? Like, that's not what you do. Like, give the man, if you're going to give the man the respect to coach in a tournament as a lame duck, it's like, hey, man, at the end of the year, whenever you lose, you're done. Just finish out the year, and then you get in the boot. He didn't even expect him to win a tournament. Didn't expect him to get into this NCAA tournament. And so what a way to go. And then after this loss, this beatdown to Arizona, 85-65, Dan Monson spoke to the media. And there were no more Seinfeld jokes, no more conversations about sitcoms. He told everybody, look, all 64 teams, every single coach, I'm the luckiest one here.
My stance this week doesn't change. I'm the luckiest guy in this tournament in the world to get to do what I got to do today with these guys.
Aw, that's sweet. It is, but it sucks. He deserves better than that. He has been coaching this team since 2007. He has been coaching this team for 17 years. Couldn't even get the courtesy to just let him go at the end of the year. Fire him ahead of time. And as you can imagine, his team, the actual players, they weren't happy about this. They were pretty sad. They were pretty distraught. They were in their emotions. Listen to head coach Dan Monson.
It was emotional in the locker room, but I made him look me in the eye because there was no heads down. Because I can't be more proud. This group needs their heads up high, and I want to thank them for the ride.
Heads high. Thank him for the ride. Look, Dan Monson, I can't imagine, with his resume, he's not done yet. I mean, it's Long Beach State. My apologies, but it's not Minnesota. It's not Minnesota. It's not Gonzaga. Somebody's going to give him a shot. Is he going to be an assistant somewhere else? Is he going to get a head coaching job? Time will tell. Looks like he's comfortable, out on the West Coast. I believe he's in his early 60s. He's likely to get another job. In Long Beach State, well, I'd say that they're likely to maybe hit the toilet. I mean, that's just not how you do business. Hickey, you a Seinfeld fan?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
Never got into it?
No, I don't think. I think I've seen one episode with George Steinbrenner. That's it.
Do you know who plays George Steinbrenner in the show?
George Steinbrenner.
Larry David.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Larry David. I don't know who actually plays the physical character, but the voice Steinbrenner is Larry David.
Wait. Did I not see George Steinbrenner in an episode of Seinfeld?
I think I've seen every one. I may have missed one or two. I have only seen George Steinbrenner is there, the back of his head. They've never put him in the show, I believe.
No, he was he in Friends? Was he George Steinbrenner was in one of those, right? He was.
I'm not a Friends guy, so I don't know. Maybe he got me there.
Let's see. What show are we talking about? Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
I can't. I mix them up. I never watched them. Didn't like them. No, he was in. You got a good point. What sitcom is this? George Steinbrenner cameo on Seinfeld. Yeah, he was there.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if is this before or after Larry David?
Probably after because, I mean, almost every episode when they depict George Steinbrenner, it's the back of his head and it's Larry voicing the character.
Oh.
So maybe it's a little bit of a one-off.
Maybe not. It says George Steinbrenner. Why Seinfeld cut the real George Steinbrenner's cameo?
Wow.
This allowed Seinfeld to make the Yankees owner, George Steinbrenner, a recurring character on the show. Yeah, so yeah, maybe it was maybe it's fake all along. Maybe I saw an outtake. But anyway, help me out here. What the hell am I missing? Like, what's the reference to George Costanza trying to get fired? Help me out.
I forget the exact reason for it, but he was like, I think it was trying to get like some sort of like compensation or severance package, and they had to like, basically the company didn't want to fire him to pay him, but he wanted to get fired, so he got that severance. So he's kind of just walking around, you know, doing things he shouldn't be doing and just trying like his best to like have them basically be like, all right, fine, you're fired. And then, so that's essentially what the, I mean, not that he was trying to get fired, Dan Monson, but essentially the same thing.
Wow. Well, was this guy, was George Costanza, was he working for the Yankees?
Yes. Yes, he was.
He was trying to get fired from the New York Yankees?
I could be wrong. I believe it was from another job, actually.
Okay. I was going to say, that sounds like Brian Cashman a little bit.
No, you know what? I lied. It was. He was trying to, I forget the reason. He was trying to get fired from the Yankees, so he had like the World Series trophies, like dragging it behind his car and like making a big scene like he like was in promotions and he was trying to promote like a tire day. He was trying to get fired.
Oh, well, I mean, if I knew that this was in, what's this thing called? If I knew this was in Seinfeld, then I would definitely tune in and watch.
Well,
I
remember yesterday we got a call saying that they are like the NFL because of you. Maybe now Dan Monson could turn you into Seinfeld. Turn you into a fan.
Because of his reference to George Costanza.
That's right. And now it sounds like, I don't put words in your mouth, it sounds like you're a little bit intrigued.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know what else I'm intrigued by?
What's that?
Hey, we got to score another one.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, we got another score that just went final. I was talking to you about Dayton and Nevada. Well, Dayton holds off. A matter of fact, no, they come back and they beat Nevada. The final score there, 63-70. Speaking of Dan Monson, the team that just eliminated him a couple hours ago, Arizona is next up for Dayton. Dayton just knocks off Nevada, the final score, 63-60. As much as I could judge by talking here on the air and watching this game live, I did see Dayton come back at the end of the game, and I also saw Nevada missed the game-tying three that would have put them in overtime. It was a wide-open shot. It hit absolutely nothing. Hickey, what did the end of this game look like? Because Nevada had, like, full control of the game, and then Dayton got hot. What did it look like?
Under 8 minutes, Nevada was up by 17 points. You know what Dayton closed this game at? 24-4 run.
Oh, no.
To come back from 17 down with less than 8 minutes left to advance to round two. I mean, what was it yesterday? We had the A&M this day in sports where they came back from 12 points down with like 44 seconds left. It's not that level.
Right.
But 17 points up with less than 8 minutes to go and to allow a 24-4 run to close out and end your season is.
That's brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's brutal. You know, am I in poor taste by making a potential correlation between Nevada and some of the things that Nevada is known for?
No,
right?
Not poor taste.
No. I mean, you think there's no way that Nevada just... They just lost because they stunk at the end. There was no outside influences that had a financial stake in the game. None at all. None. Zip, zero, zilch.
No Temple situation going on here.
No,
allegedly,
not at all.
Of course, allegedly.
No, they blew a 17-point lead because they weren't prepared. Hey, Dayton is going to move on. They're taking on Arizona in Utah. That'll be next. Let's take a look at this box score real fast. Let's see who got hot for the Dayton Flyers. Huh? Holmes, 18 points to lead the way for Dayton. Kobe Brea with 15 points for Dayton. Kobe Brea, 5 of 8 from downtown, and almost every single shot he took was a three. He was 5 of 9 from the field. He was 5 of 8 from downtown. 8 3-pointers as Dayton goes on a roll, decides to roll over Nevada, 63-60 at the end of the game. As Hickey just told you, a 24 to four run to close things out. And now they got a date with the Wildcats. Congratulations. And anyway, again, much love to the head coach, I guess now the former head coach of Long Beach State, Dan Monson. He's going to find a job. He's going to find a gig somewhere. So he goes home. Long Beach State goes home. Arizona moves on, and they will take on Dayton, who comes back to beat Nevada 63-60. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to keep you up to date with the rest of the games as they tip off, as they continue on, as they go final. And then speaking of Nevada, last night we all learned about Shohei Ohtani and his potential activities of his interpreter. Well, we have a few more details that I want to share with you. It appears to be some larger implications. And then, yeah, Aaron Donald, he gave us an explanation why he retired. We're going to talk more March Madness. I'll give you an update on Ohtani. We will hear from Aaron Donald. And then I'm going to try not to lose my mind amongst the madness. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.